There's a lot of hurt going on in the 102. That's the message from NYPD leadership following the death of Detective Brian Simonson. He was shot by friendly fire while responding to an attempted armed robbery in the 102 precinct in Richmond Hill, Queens. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has more details on what unfolded Tuesday night.
Police officials say they're still reviewing surveillance and body camera footage to piece together exactly what happened at a T-Mobile cell phone store that left Brian Simonson, a veteran detective, dead from a shot fired by a fellow officer.
But let me just bring you up to speed where we are at this point in the investigation. Yesterday,
Deputy Chief Kevin Maloney says eight officers responded to a 911 call of an armed robbery at the store. Six were in uniform. Simonson and his sergeant, Matt Gorman, were in plain clothes.
The two detectives and the uniformed personnel arrived approximately the same time.
At about 6:12 p.m. Two employees were also in the store, in the back office.
The perpetrator comes from the back of the location, that office, and he presents himself with the firearm pointed in the direction of the officers.
The suspect, now identified as Christopher Ransom, charges the officers, according to Maloney. The three cops in the store retreat back outside. The eight officers split up on either side of the front door. From the time the police arrived at the store to this moment, only about 40 seconds have passed.
Shots are fired. We have a total of seven members of the service who discharged a total of 42 rounds during this incident.
Maloney says there was no mistaking who was who, but the shots happened quickly, over 11 seconds. In the end, the suspect was shot. He's recovering and under arrest. His gun turned out to be fake. Sergeant Gorman, the other plainclothes officer, was shot in the leg and is also recovering. Simonson was shot once in the chest and died. He wasn't wearing a protective vest, as is department protocol, even for officers in plain clothes. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says the entire NYPD feels the anguish of losing an officer, but especially in Central Queens.
It wasn't just the cops that knew Brian well, it was the community. The store owners, the building owners, the superintendents, everyone knew Brian. Everyone knew Brian was the cop that you reached out to if there was a problem that needed to be handled.
Brian Simonson served 19 years on the NYPD, all of them in the 102. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.